In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. The transition of oversight of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police from local to state control is underway. In June, Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe named his appointments to that state board. They need to win approval of the state senators in the district, and tonight they'll take part in a town hall hosted by Senator Stephen Roberts and Senator Carla May. Senator Roberts joins me now by phone. Good morning and welcome to KMOX.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Just to start off, can you explain for all of us how the process works for final approval of the governor's picks?
Right. So he appointed the commissioners. They're considered interim appointees. So by the end of our January, they have to be confirmed by the Senate. And the tradition of our legislature is that each senator who has one of the nominees, they have to actually sponsor them. So that's on the gubernatorial appointments committee, which I serve on. So each of the commissioners, except for the mayor, who's the only elected representative, will have to be confirmed by the Senate to be formally sworn in.
So I'm assuming then that this town hall tonight that you and your fellow Senator Carla May are hosting is part of that process to see if you want to endorse them?
That's correct. So, you know, with these appointees, there really hasn't been an opportunity for the public to ask questions or vet them or kind of express any of their questions or concerns. So the goal is to provide a forum to really let the community be heard and learn more about each of the members the governor selected.
What do you want to hear from these commissioners?
You know, I want to hear a cognizant plan as far as how we're going to address crime in the city of St. Louis. The biggest issue that I run into with constituents, whether it be from the business community, local town halls like the ones that we're hosting, or neighborhood association meetings, it's addressing crime in the city of St. Louis and the impact that that has throughout the community. So I would really like to hear, you know, how they plan to address that critical issue in our city.
Yeah, because one of the arguments against this was that, for example, the record in Kansas City under state control has not been great, that violent crime hadn't really been curbed, that the police force still had chronic staffing issues. Are those two of the things that you know, are concerned about with this commission coming in?
Yeah, and that's unfortunately been an issue that the police department has continually faced, you know, officers moving to the county and joining their police department. So, you know, I think each of the commissioners do have a passion for the city of St. Louis and seeing it grow, but I really want to hear more about their plans and really be able to articulate how things are going to be different now.
A lot of business people in this group, do you believe they're qualified to oversee a police department?
Well, I hope to learn more about that this evening. I've had the chance to meet each of them. I'm familiar with their work within the community, but, you know, I'd really like to learn more kind of about their plans and really to kind of hear back from the community.
Are you concerned about some, I don't want to call them red flags that people have raised, but about the makeup, the diversity or lack thereof on the commission?
I am. You only have one person of color besides the mayor, who's the only elected member, one woman. There's only one woman who's been nominated by the governor as well. So, you know, I would have liked to have a more active role in that, and Senator May as well, as far as selecting these members for such an important position. So I think that those concerns are legitimate.
Do you agree with opponents of this takeover who are concerned about how this could impact the city budget because of the minimum funding requirement that is part of this?
Yeah, I think that's a fair concern, and hopefully we can get more into it today.
Was Chief Tracy invited to the town hall?
Yes, he was.
Do you know if he's accepted, if he will be there?
I believe he will be there, yes. Okay.
Are you concerned that this could reverse some of the work that Chief Tracy has done?
You know, the governor and myself, I think he's been doing a great job in the city. I'd like to see him stick around. I hope the commissioners share that same viewpoint. But that's one of the questions I intend on asking them tonight.
So what do you want to see continue that you've seen Chief Tracy implement?
You know, I think being able to have a department that, you know, it's really frustrating kind of for me as a state level elected official, kind of this continual attack on the city of St. Louis from the state with our new mayor, with the new chief, been trying to kind of change that narrative. So I'd like to continue to see those efforts develop between both the local and state levels.
So again, just to wrap us up, Senator, what issues do you feel like you want the state-appointed board to tackle first?
So for me, really, it's more about hearing the concerns of the folks that I represent in the city, making sure that they believe that these folks are qualified to do the job. So for me, it's a listening session that I'm glad to moderate to really address, you know, what the citizens of St. Louis want to see.
Does it give you some gratification that these are local individuals that are on this commission, that they do know the St. Louis community?
It does, and that was one of the things that we had to negotiate with the original bill. There was no Senate confirmation process. It was the Police Officer Association selecting their members, more similar to how our judges are elected. You send the names to the governor, and the governor only picks from those lists of names. So this way, we're still able to maintain some local control by having these members be required to be confirmed by the Senate.
All right. And Senator, finally, if you could just give us some of the details so that people who are interested can attend tonight.
Absolutely. So it'll be this evening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Harrisstowe University in the Henry Givens Jr. Auditorium. I just encourage people to come out, and we'd love to see them there.
Wonderful. Really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning on KMOX.
My pleasure. Have a great morning. Thank you.
You as well. That is Senator Stephen Roberts joining us this morning here on KMOX. And again, that meeting is tonight, Harrisstowe State University, Henry Givens Jr. Administration Building. That's room 112 where the auditorium is, and it starts at 6 o'clock this evening.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.